everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and today we are watching the 26th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, Red Ranger Unplugged. And without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this episode, and we're going to get it started in 3, 2, 1, go! Red Ranger Unplugged was the 26th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on October 1st, 2007, written by John Tillagen and directed by Jonathan Broff. I don't think he wants to talk.
Mac, you got a special delivery from your adventure book club.
Ah, it's the new Baron's novel. The Baron's Demise.
Just put it on the table.
Man, he is just so happy.
What are you waiting for?
I'm not really sure whether I even like cupcakes anymore. I don't even know whether I like adventure books.
Uh-oh. I've heard of this happening. People waking up and not remembering anything.
My name is Dad.
It's not amnesia, dummy.
It's just that I've spent my entire life, 2 whole years, if you can call that a life, doing exactly what my dad, if you can call him that, programmed me to do. I can't tell a difference between who I am and my software.
This is what's known as an identity crisis. You need to do some soul searching. Try new things. See what fits.
My father always told me, Dax, you can be whatever you want to be, just as long as you're not a stuntman.
Yeah,
that worked out, didn't it?
You're right, Dax. I gotta figure out who I am. It's time for an upgrade.
Uh-oh.
There you are. It's time we locate the Octavian Cellus.
I agree. But what about the Power Rangers?
We have some new help to distract them.
At your service.
The senses are picking up new fear cat energy. Those flea bags are multiplying like mice.
How do we have a new one? I thought they were all trapped in that weird mirror thing. Oh, is that CG or is that real goo on his face?
And then this morning, I woke up like this.
I can't have you being sick.
Wow. He blows chunks of ice. Ew. Ew, it really is oozing. Oh. Still a red guitar. Yeah, that was not good.
true self. What do you think?
That's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rock it. Keep it going.
I'm sorry to interrupt this. There's no way that tiny little thing was the power plug for the whole setup. It would have been cool if he played like the riff on the intro.
Mac, is there something wrong with your uniform?
No.
There's a new fear cat on the loose. She's up to something.
Krazar!
What? You know her?
It's a long story. We'll have to hear it later. Go! And Mac, you might want to put on something more appropriate.
You can't tell me what to do, Dad! That didn't seem like actual fighting moves, did it?
Perfect. The Power Rangers have their hands full with Krazar.
Let's go get the chalice.
Yes.
The what now? Jeez, three slices to the tummy. That gotta hurt. I like how they have the black turtleneck part, so you can tell who's the bad guys. That started in what, Wild Force? Ooh, that had to hurt. I feel like the bad Black Ranger was supposed to say something there. So when they do this, you think they have to try to record the ADR for this at the same time or one at a time? Like, okay, now you're the bad guy. Let's do the scene again. Also, I will point out that the good guy Rangers versus bad guy Rangers is mostly Ranger footage, not Sentai footage. A lot of this appears to be Ranger footage too.
Where'd they go?
Far away from here, I
hope. I think they disappeared. Uh-oh. He did not have that many chillers with him. Seriously. That's too many. He didn't have that many with him when as they're going sneaking around.
This forest is full of adversaries.
Don't worry. I have a plan if any more pests are following us.
Oh.
There's something I didn't tell you about the fateful day at the cave-in.
Is this something that they're just making up now?
Why didn't you tell us this before?
Maybe they hadn't come up with this subplot yet.
Bella was lost in the cave-in. She and I were inseparable.
Alright, that's the same female actress, as opposed to the male actress. That's the same actor that played the girl at the end of SPD that Jack basically left SPD to go help those in need with.
Spencer, where's Mac?
I think he's strumming my pain with his fingers. Shall I get him, sir?
No, I'll talk to him. I'll go after Krazar.
Yeah, and we'll get Bangalo and Mig.
Mac will catch up.
Do you think there's any chance he's playing that, really?
You're gonna say, so save your breath. If you'd wanted me to be a rock star, you would have programmed it.
That's not what I was going to say.
Look, I don't know who I am. I don't know whether I want to be a rock star or a sports star or no star. I'm just trying to figure it out. Am I allowed to have my own life? Yes, you are. And you're right. Look, I want you to grow and explore new things. I always wanted that. You're not like every other kid, that's true. But you're still my son. I want you to find your own path. But don't forget about your commitment to the team.
No way. I love being a Power Ranger.
Despite quitting before. More than once.
It was your decision. When you grabbed that morpher, it was all you.
You mean it wasn't programmed?
No. I don't know how, but at that moment... You seemed almost...
Oh, he ruined it.
I gotta help my team.
He had him, and then he screwed it up. Funny that she doesn't mention that until after he tells the story. Oh, here's a good idea. She handed you your butt when you were morphed. Let's fight her without morphing. Good idea. I'm also fairly certain this happens in the Sentai, though, so that's probably why. But still, if they're busy shooting a lot of their own footage for these fights, they might as well shoot this, too. All it means is that a different stunt actor. Or possibly the same one, just in the suit. Good job, guys. You fell for the oldest trick in the book. Oh, that's a... Now, how did they do that? Yeah. Isn't that one of the little doodads on that one tiny little... what you call it? They have a little extra doodad that they carry with them.
Sorry.
she didn't hang on. And then she can fly out. Night bad. Okay. Not how super speed works. Now we're going to morph and be the same height. Actually, he's a little taller. Apparently, morphing makes Mercury people tall. I like how he uses the weapon for a while before he decides to actually say the name of the weapon. Same with Mac. Wouldn't it be a better idea just to use the Sentinel Knight as an extra fighter at this point? Now it's more fun to use CG Ranger.
That got her. Gotta love being a Power Ranger. Yeah.
Well, that was gross. So there's a... another one of her inside her? Oh, now you use him. Okay. Meanwhile, Hartford could be sending in the Zords. What is he doing?
What are you doing? It's an old Mercurian battle spell. Does it work? Occasionally.
That was not very good ground to be writing stuff in. I mean, did you see the rocks barely moving? Oh, now it's finally starting to make some dent in the ground. Haha, he could be a tiny sword. They've been fighting for a while. Of course they're going to stink a little. Hi, 10 will get you 20. They're going to need the battle fleet. See? Oh, no. A new formation. Don't worry, they'll be able to defeat her with half as many Zords. So did they just defeat her?
That was for you, Bella.
You failed me for the last time. Any last words?
No.
Just that the few cats are going after the Octavian chalice. But that probably isn't important. Blast away.
The Octavian chalice. Yes, I should have known.
No! You live to sneeze another day. It takes more than just the Octavian chalice to win the planet.
This footage was taken an hour ago.
That looks like some sort of cup.
It may lead to a jewel. I'll keep searching with the satellites. Meantime, one of you guys...
Nice of them to hold it for the camera.
Perhaps work on your guitar, Mac.
Nice try, but I don't want to be a rock star anymore. Anyway, I got a new book to read. Hey, Spencer, you got any more of those cupcakes? Spencer.
Oh, did you say something, Master Mac?
Yeah, what's with the earplugs?
I was just preparing for your next concert. Well, you know how I love heavy metal.
That's actually pretty funny. Okay, so... all of that was just so that they could get the cup. And the good guys don't even know what it is. And where's Moltor in all this? Anyway. Well, that's going to do it for this one. Thank you all for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful however long it is till the next episode. Next time, we'll be watching... the next episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, Home and Away, Part 1. Until then, take care.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.